As we have said many times on this record, the ultimate goal of any hi-fi should be accurate sound reproduction. Sound reproduced over a quality system should be no worse than the original and no better than the original. Rather, it should mimic the original precisely. However, in a misguided effort to increase their sales, a few renegade manufacturers have been known to deliberately try to make their products sound larger than life. They exaggerate the bass, maybe hype the treble, all in the hope that in the showroom, the high-fidelity neophyte will be so bowled over by the power of the sound that he will neglect to judge the accuracy of it. Indeed, the truly accurate systems may even suffer by comparison. Is your stereo one of these tiresome renegades? With this test, you shall find out. Here to tell you about the test is an official sound engineer of the official National Lampoon Stereo Test and Demonstration Record.
Thank you. To make this test a good one, we, the engineers of the official National Lampoon Stereo Test and Demonstration Record, put in weeks of effort to create what has to be the worst sound recording ever made. We first bought a cheap Korean 498 two-transistor radio with a one-inch speaker. We ran it for 2 days at full volume to drain the battery down to almost nothing. We tuned to a station noted for its sloppy broadcasting. And to make extra sure, we drove 60 miles out to a deep fringe area where a mountain almost entirely blocks the signal. Even at that, we deliberately mistuned the tiny station dial. To record whatever pathetic sound might come over the radio, we used a 598 cassette recorder imported from Brazil, also run on nearly extinguished batteries. Of course, we used it with the cheapest unbranded tape on the market. Finally, we made the recording outdoors in the rain after both units had been thoroughly soaked. The audio on the tape was then transferred to the record you're listening to now. But for this section only, a special worn-out and long-neglected cutting machine was used during a major power brownout. Thank you.
You will now hear the result of all this. It should sound far, far worse than anything you have ever heard in your life. Indeed, it should sound worse than anything you might ever have dreamed of hearing. If it sounds even the tiniest bit better, we're sorry. But you've been stuck with a stereo that exaggerates frequencies.